The coyote bounty program under scrutiny here in Utah saw an increase in the number of animals killed last year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more on that. Mary?
Brian, the program pays $50 per dead coyote, and it brought in about 1,000 more coyotes last year for a total of 8,192, 16% jump from the year before. Officials say there were more coyotes to kill because there was more prey for them. Jackrabbits flourished because of heavy summer rains. But wildlife activists say hunted populations compensate by producing more offspring. The program is under fire after a southern Utah hunter killed a wolf instead of a coyote in 2014. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
More coyotes were killed last year in Utah than the year before under the bounty program that remains under fire. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, a hunter accidentally killed a wolf in 2014, and then another possible wolf was found in a coyote snare. So activists want a closer look at this program. The state officials say it keeps coyote overbreeding at bay. Around 8,000 dead coyotes were turned in to wildlife officials from July 2014 to June 2015. That's 1,000 more than the year before. And many hunters brought in more than five apiece. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.